Again, I truly appreciate Dr. Mark Nagel for talking sports with us. If you were unable to catch the entire conversation while we were broadcasting live on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, have no fear. You can go to the website speakingwith.com and just listen online at your convenience. As a matter of fact, that's what you'll do. You'll click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience, and you'll go to the February 23rd date, or you can just look for Dr. Nagel's name, Dr. Mark Nagel. Click on his name, and you'll see the segments come up. And just listen to those segments, speakingwith.com. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is truly, truly, truly convenient for you, because now the program is optimized for smartphone use. So if you want to check it out as you're walking from one class to the next, while you're taking a lunch break at school, or if you want to take a listen after you get home, and you decided, well, you know, I've done enough schoolwork for the day, or at least for now, I'm going to take a break. You can go right to speakingwith.com, check out the program of your choice right then, right there. Pull out your smartphone and do your clicking. And in fact, just three quick clicks. Listen online at your convenience. That's the first click. Second click is the name of the guest or the topic that you want to listen to. Third click, the segment that you're going to listen to. Boom, it starts playing and you're listening. So I want you to do that. This Sunday, we're going to have some interesting programming again, and Saturday as well. One of the things we'll talk about on Sunday will have to do with grace and justice, and we're going to be kind of combining a look at the two. And one of the things that we'll do is actually go through a scripture passage where I'm going to ask you, as I read the passage, to identify areas in there, places in there, where grace is brought to the forefront, where justice is brought to the forefront, even though you won't hear those specific words called out. It's a great challenge. So we'll be doing that. Also on Saturday, we'll take a look a bit at racism. That's right, racism. We know that we have a lot of scientific-minded people as well, so we're going to be talking about matter. Yes, it is said that matter makes up everything. I want you to check that out. And we'll also share with you information with regards to some money. Well, specifically, money for Black female entrepreneurs. That's this Saturday. And again, we're on air from 1 until 3 on Saturdays and from 1 until 3 on Sundays on 1550 AM The Voice. And you can always go to speakingwith.com and check out the broadcast there by clicking on the link, listen online at your convenience. Now let me share with you, as we wrap up Power Friday, some things that we can do to help our school-age children. To be honest with you, I still don't know which word people prefer, children or kids, and particularly the children slash kids themselves. I don't know which they prefer. I've asked a few children that, kids that, and it seems like the results are kind of mixed. So I think I'm going to start asking that question of the kids themselves again. In various age groups, I want to ask the young kids around 6 years old. I want to ask the kids around 11 years old, the kids around 15 years old. See what they say. So anyway, sharing some insights with you from Amy Morin from 13 Things That Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do. And as always, even as she shares with us what we should not do, she also shares with us what we should do. And so what are the things that she focuses on? Is the fact that in the real world, our kids can get upset. And one of the things about it is, if they keep thinking about an upsetting event, or they keep worrying about something that could happen in the future, that could help keep your child stuck in a bad mood. So one of the things that she proposes is that we come up with ways to change the child's behavior, because that will be the key to taking the child's mind off something that just keeps running through the head. So she recommends using a version of the popular white bear experiment, where she teaches kids how to change the channel. You know, change the channel. You're watching something on TV that's really kind of bringing you down, change the channel. She encourages changing the channel. One of the things she does, and this is not though an actual TV, check this out. Tell your child to think of white bears for 30 seconds. That could include anything from polar bears to stuffed animals. Just think of white bears for 30 seconds. Then, in the meantime, parents will remain silent and let our children imagine the bears. When the 30 seconds are up, say, stop. Then tell your child to think about anything he wants for the next 30 seconds, but tell him he cannot think about white bears. Anything but the white bears. Wait 30 seconds and then ask your child how he did. Most kids will say white bears kept creeping into their thoughts. So if your child says he managed to avoid thinking about white bears, ask him how he did it. Then give your child a simple task to do for 30 seconds. Notice this now. Up to this point, everything has been about thinking. Now it's about doing. Give your child a simple task to do for 30 seconds. You might hand the child a deck of cards and tell them to sort the deck by number or by suit or something along those lines. Whatever task you give your child, make sure it'll be something that will require his full attention if he wants to race to accomplish it in 30 seconds. Then, when time is up, tell him to stop. Then ask him how much he thought about white bears during that task. If he's like most people, he'll say probably not at all. All right. So, the rundown. Your child is having some problems just ruminating, going over and over in his mind about something that has him in a bad mood. And he keeps thinking about it, and he stays stuck as a result in a bad mood. Well, you're going to share the white bear experiment with him. Tell him to think of white bears for 30 seconds and stay silent while your child is imagining the bears. And when the time is up, you simply say, stop. Then tell your child to think about anything he wants for the next 30 seconds except white bears. Wait 30 seconds, ask him how he did. Then give your child a simple task to do for 30 seconds. You might want to hand him a deck of cards, tell him to sort everything by suit or by number. Something that's going to engage his mind, his full attention, in order to accomplish that task in 30 seconds. Then when the time is up, tell him to stop. More than likely, he will not have been thinking about the white bears. And you will have taught your child how to change the channels in his mind. And the beauty of it is, that's something that we can all do regardless of age. And so I want to encourage us. Let's be ready to change the channel. We can't always do that. I understand. I realize that sometimes something keeps going over and over in our minds because we need to deal with it. So I want to encourage you. Deal with it if that's what needs to be done. But if it's just a matter of needing to pick up the mood so that you just feel better and you're interacting better with others around you, do that. Might be a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.